joining us this afternoon from Spiros Law, Senior Associate Andrew Purcell. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I understand that next week it's National Stop on Red Week. So we're going to talk about safe driving habits. What is National Stop on Red Week?
Well, Steve, National Stop on Red Week, unfortunately, is necessary, but it is just a reminder to promote road safety, remind everyone of the importance of coming to a complete stop at stop signs, and frankly, obeying all traffic signals.
But what if nobody else is around, Andrew?
Well, yeah, someone said, what about no cop, no stop? It's really not a good practice. You need to come to a complete stop. Steve, we handle a number of serious cases that could have been prevented, where injuries could have been prevented if someone had just used a few more seconds of caution. You know, the intersection may look clear to you as you approach, and then something comes out of nowhere. So, you know, I always kind of preach what I was taught. You come to a complete stop, you feel your back rest up against the seat, spell S-T-O-P out loud, look both ways, and then you know it's safe to go.
No, yeah. I mean, if you're doing a driving test, they'll fail you for that one.
Oh, yeah. And it, unfortunately,
that's an automatic fail.
Yep. It's common sense, but a lot of people just think they can sneak on by.
Yeah, that's very true. All right. So you're going along. You're obeying all the traffic laws and the traffic signals. And so out of somewhere, nowhere, here comes someone, pow.
Yep.
In fact, they ran a red light and you're the victim. What happens next?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you should say that, or just coincidentally, Steve, we had one of our own team members last night that was in a serious accident because someone wasn't obeying the traffic rules. It can happen in a split second. Luckily, he's okay, but it could have been much, much worse.
Good to hear that.
What we suggest is right away call 911, get police, get EMS, you know, on the road to you. If you're injured, obviously seek the medical attention you need. Try to exchange information or get the other driver's information. Get photos of the vehicles, photos of the scene. If you're injured and maybe can have a family member do that for you, that helps. And then contact an attorney if there's injuries, because it's really important to get that process moving.
Andrew Purcell from Spiros Law, Senior Associate. What are the benefits of talking to an attorney in a traffic accident situation?
Well, Steve, most of all, we know the process. Obviously, we know the laws. We know how to deal with the at-fault driver, how to deal with their insurance company, assistance in where medical bills should go to, things like that. And we can take all that pressure off of our clients and allow them to focus on their injuries, focus on their medical treatment and their recovery.
All right, but there might be a cost involved here if I bring an attorney in.
No cost, Steve. Our initial consultation is absolutely free with no obligation. So whether or not we take on your case, you don't owe us anything. When we do take on a case for our clients, they owe us no out-of-pocket expenses, and there are no attorney's fees unless we ultimately recover for them. So there's really no risk to them, no out-of-pocket financial obligation. It just allows them to focus on their recovery and let us do what we have to do.
That's great information. How can someone contact you or another attorney at Spiros Law if they're in a traffic crash?
Well, you can reach us locally at 815-929-9292. You can visit us at 1230 West Court Street here in Kankakee, and you can also go online to spiroslaw.com. We have a 24-hour chat feature where people can get us the information we need, and we can get back to them as soon as possible.
Senior Associate Andrew Purcell, Spiros Law, thank you very much.
Thanks again, Steve.